Day 42. I have a beautiful friend. I mean beautiful, on the inside and out. She recently shared something with me, and I voiced my uncensored response. I didn't even hesitate. We're so close that I rode that wave of connection in order to freely share my thoughts. Well, it didn't go over very well. She didn't get, like, angry or sad, but she sort of just shut down. She sent one-word responses to my text messages, and I could generally feel a shift in the vibe. I signed off feeling pretty shitty about the interaction. In truth, that interaction got me thinking about all the times I volunteered or received unsolicited advice. As you might imagine, the count is high in both accounts. First, I thought about how I've responded when receiving unsolicited advice. It's only fair to share that my reactions were mixed. Rarely did I respond with gratitude and abject joy. More often, I responded with frustration or pleas to just listen to me. The irony is not lost on me that I don't often take kindly to unsolicited advice, and yet I felt completely comfortable dishing it out to my friend, and it wasn't the first time. In further analysis, my experience with my girlfriend and how she responded was not unlike the experiences I've had with a close friend or even family member. I express an interest in hearing their brutal honesty, and then when presented with that candor, I lose my mind. I know. The intention to respond well is there, but I just can't seem to get it over the finish line. In the emotionality of the moment, I feel criticized, judged, and attacked. I feel misunderstood. I don't feel loved and cared for, and I definitely don't feel known. It's a strange thing, the reconciliation between who we want to be in certain scenarios and who we actually are when they arise. I thought that maybe I could get myself to a place of deeper understanding and a better reaction if I figured out my motivation and proffering guidance when it's clear that it's not been sought. There's a lot to unwrap here, beginning with why, as a work in progress, I think I know better. Recognizing that I have so much to learn and appreciating the vast mistakes that I've made, what makes me qualified to tell someone else what to do? Well, for starters, we often see things with greater clarity when they're happening to someone else. That's why they say hindsight is 20/20, because we're able to remove ourselves from a situation once it's behind us to see what actually happened. There's something to be said for do as I say, not as I do, and something else to be said for don't make the mistakes I've made, right? What if I caveat my advice that I'm giving with the disclaimer that I don't know much more than anyone else, and I'm only speaking from my life experience? Does that make the advice more appropriate or more palatable? Sure, on some level it does. Really, if you're sharing your point of view with someone you're close with, that's probably an implied notion anyway, but feel free to speak it aloud. That takes me to another point, which is whether there are qualifications needed to provide advice to a friend or loved one. Do you need to be right in order to share what you think? Is there a right when it comes to certain matters, or is it more often than not the right thing for that individual? What if we agree right here and right now that you don't need to be an expert? Well, there is a notable exception to this that bears mentioning, which are those dire struggles that might involve self-harm or harm to others. But anyway, you don't need to be an expert to lend an ear and speak a good word to a friend. If we can get to that point of agreement, is the rest gravy? You get to say whatever you're thinking and they can either accept or reject it, and that's that. Well, not so much. I promise more, and you're about to get more. There's a huge point of consideration here that must not go unspoken, which is the motivation behind sharing your personal sentiments in such interactions. Like so many subtopics that exist in the realm of relationships, intention is everything. Also, like so many relationship topics, getting to the root of your intention or goal can be incredibly difficult. Why? Well, in our deepest heart center, most of us want to believe that we're doing, well, all the things for all the right reasons. Well, holy shit, that is a giant statement. What constitutes a right reason? Is something right simply because you deem it so? If you decide that you're giving your friend advice so they can avoid heartache, much like I was with my friend, is that always justifiable? Of course, right? Well, I'm sorry to break your big old hearts, but the answer is no. A resounding, conclusive no. This is an incredibly challenging concept to swallow, and I know that because I had to have the following conversation with my friend. Rather than using vague language, I'm going to speak very directly to the interaction with my friend so you understand exactly what I mean. My friend was telling me about a relationship she's embroiled in. And yes, I'm well aware of the descriptor I just used. Embroiled is not simply involved. You're not just involved in a relationship. It suggests being overwhelmed, overcome, and intertwined. It's also judgy as fuck. Let's just state that for the sake of honesty. It is. Anyway, she was sharing her thoughts on why this person was brought into her life and described some of their recent interactions. I barely let her text get out before I was shooting out missives. I was sharing profound thoughts on protecting herself and her heart. I was describing this other individual, the recipient of her precious and special heart, as undeserving and manipulative. I was warning and, well, I was preaching. Why? Well, I love her and I don't want her to get hurt. I don't know why she can't see the person that I see. I don't know why she doesn't look in the mirror and see a woman deserving of goodness. Again, I've said it as recently as yesterday. I'm not suggesting you need to take out a billboard professing your amazingness. I'm really suggesting that people who are awesome, and there's a lot out there, should just have a basic sense of it and the common sense to not allow assholes to dictate their self-worth. Seems pretty simple, no? Well, yeah, no, I know. No, obviously no. Or I would have stopped blogging like a year ago. I would just be done. So if I cannot meaningfully shift her sense of self-worth by sharing all of my thoughts and views, then what was my purpose? Was it just to shame her into doing something different? Would that ever work? No. And then she'd probably just hide things from me in the future. But if I allow her to share these things and don't express how I really feel, am I providing silent consent? No, not really. There's a way to share a general feeling without launching into an unwanted diatribe. I know what it looks like because I've often found myself craving it in conversations where I'm on the other side of the fence. Ready? It looks like this. I'm afraid you're going to get hurt, but I trust that you will make the decisions that are right for you. Whatever decisions you make, even if I don't agree with them, I will love you anyway. Cool. Sounds easy, right? No. We are all smart here. It is the fucking hardest thing to do, especially when you're a know-it-all like I am. You aren't holding back when you do that. You aren't being untrue to your friend or yourself. You aren't condoning self-harming or self-destructive behavior. You're simply giving that person space to make the decisions that they want to and have to make. Here's the hard truth we never want to admit. Everyone has to figure shit out for themselves. You can't take a fall for someone. You can't act as a bumper around their heart. You can't prevent them from making what they might later recognize to be giant mistakes. Everyone has got to live their own life. Now, if they ask, feel free to share your thoughts. Try and keep it brief and open-minded, but share. But if a friend doesn't ask, take a pause and just tell them you'll love them no matter what. It's actually kind of freeing, I promise. Talk to you tomorrow.